We are in the week of Epiphany, so we are reflecting on how God has revealed himself, how he has manifested himself. One way to reflect on this is to start with what people thought of God before God revealed himself, before there was any gift of revelation. So think about pagan religions or the ancient civilizations. Everyone thought of God or the gods as being powerful. It's one of the main characteristics of a god is that he's powerful. He's more powerful than a man anyway. There are other characteristics too, like being immortal, having special powers, knowledge. Some of the gods have qualities, beauty, for example, or have effect on nature. But no one thought of God as being tender and compassionate. Nobody thought that. The gods were kind. When God revealed himself to the Jews, he revealed himself as a merciful God, as a compassionate God, as well as a just God. But when God revealed himself fully and perfectly in his Son, when Jesus came on the scene, God revealed himself as love. That's what's so beautifully described in today's first reading. The love of God was revealed to us. No one thought God was love. And no one thought that the experience of love was an experience of God. But that's the profound truth of it. And John says this in a very striking way. He says that everyone who loves knows God. And anyone who is without love does not know God. Anyone who loves knows God, and anyone who does not love does not know God. We would say, well, people who don't know the Bible, or people who don't know the Catechism, or people who don't know the commandments, they don't know God. But John says, if they love, they know God. At least on some level, they have real experience of God. Well, this whole passage speaks about love and says, how was the love of God revealed? God revealed himself. It is not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. So God is love, and he revealed himself as love to us. That's what makes it possible for us to love. Well, reflecting on this a little bit teaches us that to know God is more than simply to receive from God. Love is not just receiving. Love is also giving. In fact, it starts with giving. Love is a gift of self, a self-donation, a self-emptying. Love is not just self-satisfaction. So these two dynamics, or these two sides of the dynamic of love, is very important, because if we think that the love of God is only what God does for us, well, then we're not responding in love. We're just waiting around for God to do everything. And when he doesn't do what we want, we think he doesn't love us. Love is God loving us and us responding in love. God giving himself to us and us giving ourselves to God. God revealing himself to us and us revealing ourselves to God. Of course, he knows us already, but we have to open ourselves to God. Think of the Magi, the three wise men from Sunday, the Epiphany. They found God and he was a little baby. He wasn't powerful. As far as they could see, no abilities at all, completely dependent. they gave themselves to him. They gave them gold. They gave him gold and frankincense and myrrh. They poured themselves out to him because they saw that he had poured himself out for them. Let's take a look at this gospel chosen for this week of the Epiphany. You know the story very well, Jesus feeding the 5,000 with five loaves. It's more than simply Jesus teaching the people and feeding the people. It is that, for sure. That's the heart of the story. Jesus sees the people, he has pity on the people, he sees their hunger, he teaches them at great length, he sees their physical hunger, he feeds them with abundance. That's the heart of the story. But that's not the whole story. He also wants the apostles to participate in this dynamic of love. He even wants the crowd to participate. It isn't just a matter of God giving and us receiving. He wants us to be part of the love relationship. Now, the apostles see that the crowd is in need. They're not completely blind. They can see there's a need here. And they come to Jesus and say, well, it's pretty late. Why don't you dismiss the crowd? Let them take care of themselves. And the apostles thought that was a good, maybe even loving idea. Let these people, dismiss them so that they can get the food that they need. Perhaps you recognize yourself and the apostles. I mean, we're constantly telling God what to do. We're constantly coming up with our good idea and saying to God, well, why don't you do it like this? We are concerned about the world and we say, well, God, why don't you change the way things are happening? God, why don't you stop this pandemic? God, why don't you stop famine? Why don't you feed the people? Why don't you make things work better? That's how we think. And that's how the apostles, it's not even a bad thought. In the other gospels, they say, get rid of the crowd. But this one, they just say, dismiss them. So it's an expression of concern in a very limited way, very blind way. Jesus' reply is a shock to them, shock to us. Give them some food yourselves. It's like saying, stop the pandemic yourselves. Stop the famine yourselves. Why don't you take care of the people yourselves? Why don't you take care of the world yourselves? And we say, well, but we can't. We can't. We don't even have money. We don't have, we have five loaves. It's completely impossible. Why do you even say such a thing? Notice that a little later in the gospel, he doesn't say, give them some food yourselves. He gives them some food to give themselves. He inserts the apostles into the middle of the miracle. Give them some food yourselves. We don't have any food. We only have five loaves. Give me the five loaves. I'll give them to you. Then you give them some food yourselves. So there's a big difference between us with our limited human capacity and limited love, between us giving to one another and us giving to God. And then giving what he gives to give to one another. The huge difference. It's the difference between five loaves and an abundance of bread. Well, love is like this. When we think of love as what we have to give, our limited supply, then we will very quickly see that we don't have enough. Even before we start, we say, oh, I can't love everybody. Maybe I can love my husband, my wife, maybe my children, most of my children anyway, and maybe some of my friends. But after that, I mean, how much love can you have? I don't want to run out. Let them take care of themselves. Jesus says, well, how much love do you really have? And we say, well, I have five loaves. Give me those five loaves. Give me all you have. Can't you think the apostles hesitated? Well, that's all we have. If we give that away, then we won't have anything. If we love so much that we run out and we won't have anything. Of course, that's not how love works, you know. Love multiplies. But our fear is that we will run out. But if we make that act of trust, of faith, if we abandon ourselves to God, we're not just talking about throwing ourselves away. We're not talking about foolishness, recklessness, stupidity. No, we're talking about love and faith. If we give ourselves to God in love, then He can work marvels. He does work marvels. And until we do that, we're never going to have enough. All of us are still pondering this pandemic. Well, why doesn't God stop this thing? I mean, it's been going on for months. Why doesn't He stop it? Why doesn't He just, you know, miraculously kill off all the viruses? Well, maybe He's saying to us, give them some food yourselves. Meaning, maybe you haven't abandoned yourself to Me yet. Maybe you haven't opened yourself to this kind of radical trust in Me. I don't know. But for sure, the lesson in this Epiphany week is God is revealing Himself. And His revelation of Himself is way beyond what we think, what we expect. Way beyond. Even though most of us have been Christians all our lives, we've known the stories of the Bible, we know the Magi, we know the multiplication of the loaves, we still don't know how much God loves us. We still don't know how far beyond us His revelation of Himself is. We don't really know love. We don't know it that well. So this is an opportunity for us to open ourselves to the superabundance of love of God, which He reveals and which makes it possible for us to also love with abundance.